information, outcome will be discussed.
Okay, no, it's not a motion.
It's not a motion.
No, it's not a motion. It's just informational.
Is that what you just thought in the Johnny line?
Yeah, I thought it was the one before, it said motion, but it's not a motion.
Okay, good evening, everyone. We're now recording for the, August 7th, Porch Cove St. Phillips Council meeting.
Thank you, Claudine. Welcome, everyone, this lovely evening. We'll call the meeting to order. And in attendance this evening, we have Councilor Bartlett, Councilor Harding, Town Manager, what's your name? Mr. Millie, Councilor Hanlon, Councilor Stuart Sharp, Deputy Town Clerk Claudine Murray, Town Clerk and Admin Finance Tony Pollard, Economic Development Jeff Lawler, Planning and Development Coordinator Les Earl, Recreation Don Sharp, and our newest Public Works Department Director, Charlie Hamlet. So we move right into the agenda. So can I have a motion to adopt the agenda?
So moved.
Moved by Councilor Bartlett, sorry?
Go ahead.
Moved by Councilor Bartlett, we have a seconder. Seconded by Councilor Hanlon.
Were we going to adjust the agenda at this point?
One item.
Yeah. So we'd like to defer item number 8, subsection 2, to the next council meeting.
Item 8?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
For the record, that's the zone meters and voluntary meter program.
Any other? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Undermined? Carried. And we have the adoption of the minutes.
So moved.
The last meeting. Councilor Bartlett. Seconder. Councilor Hanlon. Any errors or omissions in the minutes? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Undermined? Carried. Business arising from the minutes. Mr. Millie?
I just have a short report just to talk about one item. That's just to give an update on the Trover Heights Water and Sewer project. We had our kickoff meeting on, I believe it was Friday of last week with the project managers, and I will have by the end of this week a revised schedule. They're still planning on having it completed this year, and they are expecting that it will be shouldn't be too much problem because it's already designed, and they just have to review the design with the design consultants who have also been already appointed as a result of the last council meeting. So everyone has been informed and starting their work on the design and the project. And as soon as I get that schedule, I'm going to be sending out a letter to all the residents of Trover Heights to give them an update as to when they should expect to start seeing some work going on in their area. And that's the only thing I was going to bring to your attention this evening.
Okay, thank you very much. So we'll move right into our committee meeting. So, Councillor Harding, you're on with Planning and Development.
Thank you very much, Your Worship. Planning and Development Committee met July the 30th, 2018, with yours truly as chairperson, Councillor Johnny Hanlon, Les Burrell, Planning and Development Coordinator, David Beckett, Development Control Officer, and also intended was Mayor Carol McDonald and Chris Milley, Town Manager and Engineer, for items 2 to 9, 12, 14 to 20, 23, 24, and 29 to 35. Item number 1, Civic number 24 to 26, Kings Hill Road, demolish accessory building, construct dwelling, and extension of accessory building. Committee recommends that this application to demolish an accessory building and construct a dwelling extension and accessory building at 2426 Kings Hill Road be rejected as per Appendix A of the table report, and that's so moved.
Seconded by Councillor Hanlon. Any questions or discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Undermined? Carried.
Item number 2, Civic number 23 to 27, Drukins Lane, dwelling extension. The committee recommends that the application to construct a dwelling extension at Civic number 23 to 27, Drukins Lane, be granted approval in principle as per Appendix A of the table report, and that's so moved.
Seconded
by Councillor Bartlett. Any questions, discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Undivided, carried.
Item number three, Civic number 242-244, Old Broad Cove Road, accessory building. Committee recommends that the application to construct accessory building at Civic number 242-244, Old Broad Cove Road, be granted approval in principle as per appendix A of the table report, and that's all moved.
Seconded. Seconded by Councilor Hanlon. Any questions or discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Undivided, carried.
Item number four, Civic number 1172 Thorburn Road, accessory building. The committee recommends that the application to construct an accessory building at Civic number 1172 Thorburn Road be granted approval in principle as per appendix A of the table report, and that's so moved.
Seconded by Councilor Bartlett. Any questions, discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Undivided, carried.
Item number five, Civic number 22-30 Gales View, an accessory building. Committee recommends that the application to construct an accessory building at Civic number 22-30 Gales View be granted approval in principle as per appendix A of the table report, and that's all moved.
Seconded. Councilor Hanlon. Any discussion, questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Undivided, carried.
Item number six, Civic 623-625 Indian Meal Line, accessory building. Committee recommends that the application to construct an accessory building at Civic number 623-625 Indian Meal Line be granted approval in principle as per appendix A of the table report, and that's so moved.
Seconder. Seconded by Councilor Hanlon. Any questions, discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Undivided, carried.
Civic number 1604-1610 Portugal Cove Road, commercial building extension. I don't know if I have the right mix up with all the ones here. I'll take this page and see what we can. Committee recommends that the application to construct a commercial building extension at Civic number 1604-1610 Portugal Cove Road be granted approval in principle as per appendix A of the table report. And that's so moved.
Seconder. Councillor Bartlett. Any questions or discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Undivided, carried.
Item number eight, Civic number 614-616 Portugal Cove Road, request for municipal approval. Upon consideration of the correspondence and a petition received by the town from area residents expressing concern at the potential operation of cannabis-related business at this location, committee recommends that council forward correspondence stating that the town objects and refuses the request for municipal approval to obtain a license for the proposed operation of a cannabis retailer at Civic number 614-616 Portugal Cove Road. I don't see that as being a motion. It is,
yes,
so
it is.
That's,
yeah.
So moved.
Seconded.
Seconded by Councillor Hanlon. Any questions or discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Undivided, carried.
Item 9 to 34, items that were discussed at the committee's meeting. Detailed information regarding these items can be found at Appendix A of the table report. There are 21 permits issued for June 29th to July 12th, 2018, as per Appendix A of the table report. And that ends my report, Your Worship.
Thank you very much. Councillor Stuart Sharp, Recreation Community Services.
Recreation and Community Service met Thursday, August 2nd, 2018. In attendance was myself as chair and Councillor Mary and Don Sharp as director. Number one, Municipalities Newfoundland Labrador Notice of Motion. The Recreation Committee discussed a resolution that would be brought to MNL for approval regarding government leaders and mental health awareness. Number two, recognition of for our partnerships. The Recreation Department received correspondence from St. John Ambulance and the Newfoundland Labrador Association for Community Living, acknowledging the partnership the town built with their organizations. St. John Ambulance highlighted Pause for Stories and the Therapy Dog Program in their annual report. And the Newfoundland Association for Community Living highlighted our partnership with STEP, Student Transitioning into Employment Program, in their summer newsletter. Council would like to thank April, our STEP student, for volunteering her time in the library over the last number of months, and we're pleased that she has decided to stay on as a volunteer with the library. Town would also like to acknowledge that Church by the Sea donated Game of Chance to the Recreation Department to use at any of our special events. Number three, Cattery Cafe. In partnership with the SPCA, the Portico Cove St. Philip's Library hosted the Cattery Cafe on Saturday, July 21st. This event gave patrons the opportunity to visit the library, check out the books, sign up for membership, and most of all, interact with the kittens. With an overwhelming response of 130 participants, the town would definitely partner with the SPCA to host another event such as this. Thanks to Kaylee, the librarian, for organizing this event and engaging the SPCA. Special thanks to all of those patrons that adopted a kitten at this event. Number four, sponsorship signage. The sports coordinator prepared an advertising package he used to solicit business for field signage. The response was very positive, and currently the following signage is posted on the fields. Bugden Signs at four fields. Tilt House at four fields. Facey Financial at four fields. Chris Squires at four fields. Chamber of Commerce at four fields. Taylor Electric is at the soccer field. Scott Sharp Equipment and Rentals is at the soccer field. Attached is the financial report for the signage sponsorship. We are also pleased to hear that more businesses are expressing interest in this. Number five, Kili Coast Games 2019. The town of Portico Cove St. Phillips will be hosting the Kili Coast Games in 2019. As host community, we will announce the date for the games at the closing ceremony in Torbay on Thursday, August 23rd. The Recreation Committee discussed the date proposed by the staff and will recommend Sunday, July 28th to Thursday, August 2nd, 2019. If anyone has any concerns or any suggestions with these dates, please contact the Director of Recreation and Community Service. Number six, MS Bike Tour. The fifth annual MS Bike Tour is scheduled for Sunday, September 23rd. The route for the event will travel through Mount Pearl, Paradise, Portico Cove, St. Phillips, and St. John's. The Recreation Department will work with the EDMC Department to ensure information is communicated to the residents in this community. Please find attached the correspondence for the tour coordinator and the map illustrating the race route. Number seven, community grants. After reviewing community grants application, the committee would like to put forward the following recommendations. Motion, committee recommends that the town donate $100 to Chris Mills to assist with his travels with the under 19 provincial men's hockey team to the national championships in New Brunswick. So moved.
Seconder?
Second.
Seconded by Councillor Bartlett. Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Contraminded? Carried.
Motion, the committee recommends that the town donate the usage of four of our tents to the Bellies with Bell fundraiser, Big Chill at the Beach House. So moved.
Seconded. Seconded by Councillor Hanlon. Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Contraminded? Carried.
So ends my report, but Mayor McDonald, I have a few little...
Sure.
In things there.
Okay.
I'd just like to make note that the Summerwood Playground is closed right now for the next couple of weeks. They are putting in the accessible swing and the safety surface. So due to construction, that will be closed for the next couple of weeks. Also, Mayor McDonald and myself, we attended the St. John's Triathlon, which happened over at Sunshine Camp. We sent our greetings and best of luck to them as part of their competition was traveling through our town. And that happened Sunday, August the 5th. Also in our town last weekend, we had the SPN tournament, Soft Pitch National Softball Championship, took place August 3rd to August 6th at Rainbow Gully Park and Voisey's Brook Park. There were 36 teams competing in four divisions. There were 20 teams from Newfoundland and 16 teams from all across Canada. The co-ed competitive championship game took place at Voisey's Brook Park, with a Newfoundland team winning the title, and the co-ed e-championship game at Rainbow Gully. We would like to congratulate all teams on a very exciting and successful weekend of softball. Special congrats to Quinlan's Home Construction men's team for capturing the title of men's D championship. This team had a number of players from Portugal Cove, St. Phillips, and the town has supported them over the last number of years with their fundraising tournaments. The cash flow, at the end of the day, the net profit for us was $1,074.50. And that ends my report.
Thank you very much.
I'd like to add the names of the players that were on the Quinlan's Home Hardware team. And it was Rodney Combs, Shannon Thorne, Devin Hibbs, and Jeremy Johnson were the four members of our community that were part of that championship D team.
Excellent. Thank you very much for that. Councillor Bartlett, Public Works.
Thank you, Your Worship. Public Works, we met on July 31st. In attendance was myself as chair, Councillor Harding, Mayor McDonald. Staff present was Charlie Hanlon, who is the Public Works Director, Linda Newhook, Public Works Coordinator, Chris Milley, Town Manager, and regrets by our Deputy Mayor. Number one, speed hump request. New requests have been received for speed humps on Tolt Road and Chesley Van Heights. These requests will be put through the traffic calming policy. Committee requested the immediate installation of a temporary speed bump on Newbury Street as a life safety measure for a person with disabilities. Installation of a permanent speed hump will be reviewed. Motion read as follows. Committee recommends the installation of a temporary speed hump on Newbury Street. So moved.
Seconded by Councillor Hardy. Any questions? Discussion?
This particular speed hump, is it actually going to be just a single little 1.5 or 2 foot one, similar to what we used to put in years ago, or is it going to be something similar to what's been installed at what is Sunshine Camp? Does anybody know what
the temporary ones that were on King's?
One of the ones we already got.
Yes, there has been discussions that based on the fact that for traffic calming, there should be two based on the Ollie past.
Right, kind of like done. This one out here gets the kind of like good bang for your buck when it comes to slowing down on that one out there, right?
Sure.
Those smaller ones, the big trucks don't even slow up on them, right? So we're going to be putting two in?
That is
the intention with in relation to
that's
that.
Based on the request and their consistency in the town.
Yep. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Dr. Minor, carried.
Item number two is a street signage request. The request was received from a resident asking for the installation of a sign on Dogberry Hill Road indicating there is an autistic child in the area. Staff advised that roadway signage is reserved for traffic-related information. However, a conversation will be had or was had with the Coalition of Persons with Disabilities before making the decision whether or not to erect such a sign. And the outcome will be discussed at a future committee meeting.
Thank you.
Discussion items, number three. Meadow Heights resident call regarding rock removal. A call was received by the town manager from a resident who was displeased that the rocks were removed from the access road on Meadow Heights. Staff identified a safety concern in the Meadow Heights area. Protective barriers need to be placed around the guide wire as well as the lift station. Committee also acknowledged the town manager's request to obtain a proper up-to-date survey for the purpose of establishing land ownership in the area. Item number four is some outstanding items that we have sent to Transportation and Works and have yet to be basically replied to us or enacted for us. These items as well, they were passed on to our MHA, David Brazel, who says he will personally contact the minister and see if he can get the ball rolling a little bit quicker. And they're listed as follows. August 8, 2017, we sent a request to remove or block a boat launch on Bennett's Road. January 24th this year. Request to fix a shoulder erosion on Beachy Cove Road. February 14th of this year, request to remove Portugal Cove Road cross culvert. February 16th, request for ditching on Indian Meal Line near Beaver Creek Road. June 8th this year again, request for installation of a hidden driveway sign on Portugal Cove Road. June 22nd, request for no parking signs, Bennett's Road near the pond. July 10th, request for speed reductions on Portugal Cove Road and Bennett's Road. Item number five is roads updates. 2018 asphalt repair tenders in progress. Anticipated posting early August. Traffic calming, Witch Hazel Road, Dogbury Hill Road Extension, and Tolt Road requests for speed humps, and this is from a previous committee meetings, will be put through the traffic calming policy by the Public Works Director. Line painting is ongoing and ditching is not scheduled yet, as this is routine fall maintenance. With the recent changes to the speed zone policy, Newbury Street will see a reduction in speed from 50 kilometers per hour zone to a 40 kilometers per hour zone. Item number six, culvert replacement update. Bayview Heights is scheduled to begin on August 2nd, so that has been started. It's in progress. Completed. Thank you. Western Gully Road scheduled for the week of August 6th. Mercer's Road pending permits from Environment Canada. Item number seven is the Portugal Cove Road Belle Island ferry lineup. Mayor McDonald acknowledged complaints from residents that the ferry lineup continues to infringe on traffic in the area. Number eight is other items discussed: rainbow line painting at Brookside Intermediate, blast hole pump house, Newbury Street ownership, e-services payment for animal control fees, school zone painting to be done prior to September before the schools open, the tickle swim, and the mayor's attendance. I do believe that refers as well to the tickle swim. And there ends the report.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I just wondered if you were going to read this message now that we had received back on item number two.
I certainly could.
Yeah, because rather than wait till another week, because it's complete now, if you would.
I will. So item number two, just to refresh your memories, was a resident asking for an installation of a sign on Dogbury Hill Road indicating there is an autistic child in the area. Our Director of Public Works contacted the Coalition of Persons with Disabilities regarding this request. The person that you spoke to was a Trevor Freeborn, and he said he had never received a question such as this and found it not to be a standard request for a municipality, so he went off and spoke to his colleagues. The response was that, quote unquote, they would not recommend installing such a sign that would single out a disabled child within a designated area.
Thank you very much.
So we did do our due diligence on that as well. And thank you, Mayor, for reminding me about that.
No problem. Economic Development, Marketing, Communications, and Tourism didn't have a meeting this week due to holidays. So, Councillor Hanlon, Protective Services.
Thank you, Mayor McDonald. Protective Services Committee, we met on July 31st. In attendance was myself as chair, Councillor Neri and Councillor Bartlett, Heather Coughlin, our employee and public relations administrator, Fred Hollett, one of our co-chiefs, and Richard Murphy, our other co-chief, were also in attendance. And also the mayor was there at this one. Now, item number one, fire and emergency services updates. In the last 2 weeks, we had 12 responses, one for a garbage fire, 6 medical calls, 2 vehicle accidents, 1 smell of smoke reported, and 2 vehicle fires. Ongoing training, July 23rd, Zodiac practical and equipment checks, hands-on run-through with equipment involved. July 30th, inventory and equipment checks, hands-on run-through with equipment involved, including, example, extrication equipment. Recruit training continues every Tuesday evening, and the chiefs anticipate the new recruits will come online as responders within the next 2 weeks. All recruits have been issued their pagers, and this will add 7 new members to the fire department. Others' activity, on July 21st, the chiefs received a congratulatory note from the paramedics regarding a volunteer fire department actions on a particular medical call. This note was immediately circulated to the entire membership and forwarded to council. This was actually from St. John's, from paramedics with Eastern Health that were on the call with our fire department. And the fire department also attended a block party on Chelsea Van Heights on July 22nd. Fire department participated in a short pep rally for the PCSP Spurs girls soccer team on July 27th. So we attended with two trucks to make noise and escorted them to the soccer field. The committee reviewed the department activity snapshot from January 1st up to now. The committee discussed how many medical calls are made within the community. The 911 dispatch often receives all the calls and makes the determination on who is paged out based on the information provided by the caller and the serious nature of the call. The volunteer fire department responds to all calls they receive, but not necessarily all the medical calls made within the community would dispatch our fire department. Item number two, the commissioners, municipal enforcement. The municipal enforcement officer offered the following update on activity since the last committee meeting. The municipal enforcement officer received a report from a resident on Tote Road of a number of cars broken into recently, and patrols have been stepped up in this area. Activity has increased in both parks now the weather has warmed up, and MEO patrols have encountered a few instances of drinking in the parking lots. Vehicles normally leave when the patrol vehicles show up. The MEO assisted in the Planning Development Department with a site visit on Old Brock Hove Road regarding a possible gravel pit. And they also received a complaint from a resident on Oliver's Pond Road about a dog barking at all hours of the night. The MEO offered some suggestions to help the situation and noted that the problem persisted to call them directly. The resident did call back and say that the situation has now been dealt with. So ongoing, we're still waiting for a response from the Minister of Transportation Works regarding our traffic regulations. And the town is in receipt of reported violations of the town's noise regulations. The MEO has launched a formal investigation into this report. Item number three, Old Brock Hove Road letters. Staff will draft a response to the collection of letters received from residents of Old Brock Hove Road. The response will advise them and clarify the steps that have been taken by the town to date in an effort to mitigate the speeding and traffic concerns throughout our community, including Old Brock Hove Road. Item number four, feeding wildlife regulations. The draft feeding wildlife regulations have been circulated to all members of council for the review and feedback prior to this meeting, and a notice of motion is for this regulations will be coming up later tonight in this council package. And that ends my report.
Thank you. Administration and Finance, I think we have a short report tonight, but Councillor Stewart Sharp is going to give us a report.
The committee did not hold a meeting, but agreed to put forth the following motion. Accounts for payment motion. Committee recommends council approve payment of regular accounts in the amount of $35,885.13. So moved.
Seconded. Seconded by Councillor Hanlon. Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Contraminded? Carried. Is there any, there's no one piece of correspondence which has been distributed to the department. Is there any new business?
Yes, there is.
Okay.
I got
Councillor Hanlon?
I've got a resolution here that I'd like to read for that to be presented at the M&L conference now in the fall. It's a mental health resolution. I recommend that council submit the following resolution to M&L be moved at the 2018 annual general meeting. Whereas we need to build existing strengths within our communities and create more resources and supports for those who may be coping with mental health issues. And whereas it is only with the vision and cooperation of municipal leaders working with provincial and federal politicians and bureaucrats that we're truly going to see change. Therefore, be it resolved that M&L establish a task force to work with health authorities and other elected officials to help coordinate the development and expansion of mental health supports for our communities, with a special emphasis on addressing the mental health issues faced by our youth and the increasing number of youth suicides. Further be it resolved that the municipalities, Newfoundland and Labrador, lobby the provincial and federal government to allow for municipalities to be supported by existing mental health programs and services in their efforts to improve overall community health. So moved.
Seconded by Councilor Herney. Any questions, discussions?
That was seconded by
Councilor Herney. Or Councilor Bartlett, they both put up their hand.
I heard Councilor Bartlett.
All three did.
All three did.
All three, yeah.
Harding, sorry about that.
That was an excellent motion, so.
I just pick on one.
It just shows everybody supports.
First hand, I see.
Yeah, I wasn't watching.
And no discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Undermined, carried. Any further new business? Yes, Councilor Hanlon.
No, I think this one was passed. The next one that you were gonna read out, that one got deferred, right? Yeah, okay.
So is that it? Somebody move adjournment?
No.
No, we got another one.
I got a notice of motion. Next.
Too fast.
I asked you, you said no.
No, that's new business. This is notice of motion.
Oh, notice of motion, sorry. Didn't think I was gonna make a mistake, Mike. Went right through to the end.
Minor detail.
Not a mistake.
Minor detail. I got a notice of motion. In an effort to facilitate the economic, social, environmental well-being of the municipality, as well as the health, safety, and well-being of the residents, and to better protect the persons, property, and animals of the community, the town has drafted regulation regarding feeding wildlife within the community. Council deems the feeding of wild animals to be a nuisance to the inhabitants of the town, as well as a threat to public health, safety, and welfare. Therefore, the Protective Service Committee is giving notice that a motion to adopt the Town of Portage Coast St. Phillips Feeding Wildlife Regulations 2018 will be brought forward to the council meeting of August 21st. The draft regulations have been circulated for all council review and are being presented in this package tonight.
Thank you. Do you have anything, Councilor Bartlett?
Second.
Thank you. You can second it next week.
Okay, so we have a motion to adjourn this time.
So moved.
Moved by Councilor Bartlett, seconded by Councilor Hanlon. Thank you very much. Thank you, folks.